Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, check them out. Check us out. We're at Splash Live. Feliciano's feeling it. I can see the head bob.
Oh, yeah.
I can see the head bob with that man. Check him out. That's a man whose kids must be out the house. That's the only thing I can guess. It's Willard and Dibbs live at Splash. We're getting ready for the Warrior opener tonight in L.A. Oh, look at that. Hold on a second. Change everything. River Island's guest line. It's John Feliciano and right, one of his offspring. Who do we have here, John?
RJ, come here. RJ, come here. Come say hi. Did you hear what he said?
No. What'd he say?
You have a bald head.
You're right. We do have a butt head. He's sitting right next to me.
He said bald head.
Oh, bald head. I thought he called you a butt head.
Whoa. I mean.
Both.
Yeah, it's cold out here, you know? I got a five head, too, Junior. You'll be there someday.
Oh my God. That's so good.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Feliciano, what are you doing?
Just kicking my family out the house. They're about to go for a walk.
A long one, right?
Yeah, at least 15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
Perfect.
That'll do, yeah.
Perfect. The Not Our Fault podcast, check it out, starring John Feliciano on YouTube. You know, like the Warrior game is on the road tonight, but I was wondering, you know, a lot of your brethren would come to these Warrior games sometimes. Kittle, McCaffrey, we've seen them do it. Did you ever make your way when you were here for a couple of years? Did you ever make your way to a Dubs game at Chase Center?
I went when I was with the Raiders, when they were in the, what was it, whatever that, next to the Coliseum.
Okay, over in Oakland.
Yeah, I went to one of those, but I'm a Heat fan, so, you know, I don't mess with the Warriors.
Yeah, and that's too bad. I mean, the Heat had a quaint couple of little runs to the finals, but it's been the Warriors' time. But, John, I don't want to talk too much basketball with you, but how about your offensive line and what they did and how they showed up? You got to be pretty proud of that five-man unit and how well they played.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I've been harping on it for weeks. Once George Kittle gets back, we're going to take off. And I mean, what Christian had like 200 yards total. I think he had over 100 rushing. So, yeah, and I think the line played good as well.
But what I hear you saying is that the offensive line is reliant on a tight end to make them look good. Is that what you're saying?
No, butthead. No, it's just it helps when you can run outside. Or they ran a lot of power this week, so it was maybe we're a power team now. I don't know.
Well, John, I wonder if you can explain this to the audience. Like, why is George Kittle seemingly the linchpin for the run game for the whole offensive line group?
Well, when you think there's times where he's at the point of attack on the front side of like an outside zone, and also there's times where he's on the backside and he's able to get that cutoff, which is a hard block, cutting off like a five or a six technique as a tight end. And you can see there was some plays against the Falcons where McCaffrey hit that backside real hard. And he got, 10, 15 yards.
And part of that is what you're talking about, where the tight end makes the initial block and either he or somebody else is able to get to the second level. And I'm especially fixated on what my partner was saying yesterday about Juice, Kyle Juszczyk. How important is he in the power game that you talked about?
Oh, he's huge. I mean, I think he's been doing a great job all year. It's, he's been playing multiple different positions, especially with all the injuries. I mean, thank God we were able to keep Juice this year.
John Feliciano is with us for his weekly visit on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, we need a Matt Hennessy review. He got thrown in there at center, did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think he played well. Looked like to me all his points were right. Tell you what, it helps a lot when you run a lot of power, because that's kind of one of the easiest points that we can do. But I thought he played really well. Him, Zakel got in for, I think, like 8 or 10 plays, something like that. And he played well as well. And I think, honestly, I think Pooney probably had one of his better games. It's funny. We were talking last week about him trying to dig himself out of the little rut. And then the first play of the game, you give up a sack. But then for the rest of the game, he locked down. He was playing great. And I think Connor played well as well.
So Shanahan came into the game talking about how they really wanted to establish the run and they thought that they could do just that. What do you see in the Atlanta defense or any defense that would make Shanahan think that you can just go ahead and run it right down their throat?
See, that's the beauty of Kyle. He sees stuff that, a lot of people don't really see. You think Atlanta just played a great game against Buffalo, and it looked like they were starting to get everything together. Because going into the season, I thought they were going to be a pretty good team. Early on, they didn't really show that, and then they kind of brought everything together against the Bills and beat them. I think Kyle just felt good about his guys on the edge with power. I mean, those Kittle, the tight ends, Juice, they really got to make those blocks on the edge so we can cut up inside the pulling guard.
Hey, John, you ever drag anyone into the end zone like they did there at the end of the game?
Yeah, 2020 Bills versus Patriots at home again when I was at the Bills. I didn't know that was illegal. When? Like, what are we talking about?
Well, it's apparently not. It's only illegal if they call it.
I mean, you can push, but you can't pull. Like, what are we talking about here?
I don't get it. By the way, there's renewed conversation. I know the players' union released some statements today about the tush push. I made this point yesterday on the show. I'm with you. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL opened the door for this. You didn't used to be able to aid another runner, but now you can. So why would you be able to push and not pull? I don't understand it.
Exactly. And for the record, I am all for the tush push. If you are against it, you need to – you are not a man. You are a sissy little boy. The only thing I would say is they need to crack down on those guards be leaving early, and that's a false start. But besides that, if you can't stop that play, then that's too bad.
I don't know if you saw the way Minnesota tried to stop it, but they literally had a guy on hands and knees sideways at the line of scrimmage. Is that what we've come to? Like, if Minnesota's playing, like, let's play the wheelbarrow defense? What is that?
He needs to roll better. He needs to, like, roll real hard so he can get under there. I mean, I don't know. It was unique. I don't think it worked, right? I think they got the first down on one of them. Yeah, I mean, shoot. It's not it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe they should go full firewood defense and just stack three straight guys like logs at the point of attack.
Just put everyone – I guess you can't because then teams are going to start running outside. But put your baddest man at nose and tell him, go make a dang play. I mean I don't think it's – I mean, obviously it's a very successful play, but, I mean, it's a quarterback sneak, bro. Like, if you want to stop it, stop it.
There's got to be a reason it's so successful, though, all the time, right, John? And why has only one team been able to perfect it?
I think – I mean, I'm not a very big Jalen Hurts fan, but I think that's probably what he's best at. He's a freaking a hoss. I mean, he can squat a whole bunch. He's strong as heck. And I really think they just rely on him to find a hole and push. And then they have Saquon now, that who's another strong guy who can just push him in.
John Feliciano with the Niners the last couple of seasons on the offensive line with us, as he is every Tuesday on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, I wonder if you'd give a little review of the other trenches, like the other side of the ball, because all of a sudden, even without Nick Bosa, the 49ers were able to generate a pass rush, and Bryce Huff is out now, so that's its separate concern. But what did you see the Atlanta offensive line essentially struggle with on the Niner pass rush, because that had been non-existent for about 3 weeks prior to Sunday?
Yeah, and I think Atlanta's offensive line is, you know, they're not bad. They're not slappies. I mean, they're pretty decent. I mean, Sam-O last year, I just remember him in practice, and it was like, dude, you're going hard every day. Like, there's some days where, you know, you're supposed to work hands and feet. Sam-O is I think Sam is going to be a really good player continuing, and I really like Alfred Collins. He's really good. I think they did a great job getting him and the other rookie, the DN. I'm sorry, I forgot his name.
But Kyle Williams. All,
yes. I think John did a great job of finding the guys he wanted, and I think they're producing. And they have crazy Kasarik over there that's not going to let them not be prepared. So it's also a credit to Kasarik because he's a really good defensive line coach.
Yeah, and crazy Kasarik, and maybe it's, Robert Saleh and whatever else was going on. It seemed like that defense was playing with such extra motivation after the Fred Warner injury. How much can those little things inspire a team, even in a short sample like a one game?
I think it's huge, man. I think Bethune, sorry, I forgot.
Tatum.
I think it's huge for him to come out and have a good game off rip. I mean, a really good game. I think that's just going to keep building his confidence, and he's showed that he can play some ball, and I'm excited to keep watching him.
I'm sorry, John.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a little distracted because we're sitting here talking to you out on the splash patio.
Yeah, oh yeah,
we're
yeah.
out at a big restaurant bar right outside where the Warriors play. There's two pigeons that are doing things to each other, John.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing stuff right here in front of us at Splash.
Wow, you're getting a little show while you work.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fornication sensation is what it is, John.
Well,
I'm sorry. I mean, seriously, if you two can't get a room, get a nest, all right? Thank you.
All right, they flew away.
To do a show here.
Yeah, Mongo scared them away. They just flew away. That was one of the honor experiences I've ever had out here, John. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, anyway, back to the trenches.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Okay,
You ever seen two birds do it before, John?
I'm not really watching that on my downtime.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Don't Google it. It'll change your Instagram algorithm. But anyway, John Feliciano was with us. Hey, by chance, did you watch Monday Night Football? I think for you, late into the evening last night, did you watch the Houston Texans offensive line?
No, I watched earlier today. Yeah.
Right? Like, what are we talking about here, John? What are the Niners, like, I know their pass rush, again, all the injuries makes it tough, but my God, this is, I think, the worst offensive line in football.
I mean, there's a few real bad offensive lines this year. Poor Sam. I love Sam Darnold. Unfortunately, he's a Seahawk now, but, you know. He takes some more licks.
Yeah, I mean, taking a lot of licks, and I think the Houston Texans offensive line is even at a lower level. So when you think about this game coming up, Niners won't have Bryce Huff, but the Texans offensive line is terrible. Is this another game where the Niners maybe can exert their will in those trenches?
I think so. Houston's another team like Atlanta for me, where I thought they were going to be a little bit better than they are. I don't know what's going on. There was some bad ball. We covered some of the sacks that they gave up. It's one thing to give up a sack, but then when the quarterback runs back another 7-8 yards and gives up a safety, like that's no bueno. We don't want that. We want that on our side. We want that on Sunday.
Right.
That's quote not our fault, right, John?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
this not our fault segment this week is going to have a lot of them.
I love it. I love it. Hey, they kind of went into the whole, like, it was a bit of a Jimmy Garoppolo type looking game for the Niners on Sunday night. But what did you think of the performance of Mac Jones?
I mean, I think he did well. He gave the ball to his playmakers. That one third down, I want to point out that, you know, Kittle didn't have a catch or yards or whatever, but that big play that they threw to Christian on third down, if you didn't tell, there was three guys around George Kittle in the zone that let Christian be wide open, and Mac dotted him, and Mac's very smart, and if you're going to give him something, he's going to take it.
And on that play, John, I was looking at it again this morning. Atlanta rushes three, which means you're dropping eight. So it's 8-on-5 in the secondary. And, yeah, you're going to double or triple George Kittle. But can they have some awareness of the fact that Christian McCaffrey is running right down the seam to the 5-yard line?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not a good look. I mean, how do you – it's bad when you drop eight and you give up a big play. Just ask Brian Burns. He was pretty pissed off about it.
Yeah, right.
No doubt. No doubt.
Hey, John, you said there's a handful of offensive lines around the league right now that you think are just kind of underperforming. I need names. Who are they?
Ooh, you want names.
Yeah, I need names.
Right. I don't have no plans on playing for any of these teams.
Okay, good.
So, the Texans – Jets.
Yep.
Titans.
Yep.
I don't think the Seahawks line is great. I got to give you one more for a top five.
Yeah, you could put your eye patch on and just close your eyes and see a team that had 96 yards of total offense, John.
That was my last one. the good old Raiders.
I mean,
I know you tried to leave all your ex teams out of it, but you just couldn't.
I mean, how could you? Although he was never a Las Vegas Raider, I don't believe, so it almost doesn't count at that point.
Yeah, just the O, the O, whatever that shit was.
Yeah, that's one. We're still looking, trending toward the under. John, when you have a team like the Raiders, who they can't score and they can't get 100 yards, and the Jets, who can't win, at what point does that start to erode the overall morale and just the confidence of a team when you can't win and you can't even move the ball?
The Jets are in a bad spot. I grew up a Jets fan when they had Wayne Corbett and Santana Moss, Chad Pennington, John Vilma, all those guys, Curtis Martin. Gone are those days. They look terrible, and it's crazy because they have a really good defense that tries to keep their offense in the game. But now there's probably gonna be a quarterback controversy over there. Yeah, it's gonna be they're 0-6. It doesn't look like it's gonna get better. It's gonna be a long 11 weeks for them.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the owner comes out and is ripping the quarterback right in front of the media earlier today. So I'm with you. That's gonna be a real uncomfortable end of the season there. Circling back to the Niners, John, I want to know from you the effort and the numbers that we saw on Sunday night. Is it a styles makes fights kind of a thing, or how sustainable do you see that approach?
I mean, I think that's the offense. I think that's what we're going to get to, and I think that's what we're going to continue to see. We're only going to keep getting better when Ricky gets back and my boy Brock. Hopefully Barch gets back here soon. I think we're hitting our stride.
No doubt. And, no doubt. You know, you think about when Brock does come back, do we ever get to a spot 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I don't even know how long it'll be, where if Mac is keep doing what he's been doing, is there ever any sense in the locker room of a quarterback controversy, especially if you're winning with the other guy?
Zero.
Wait, did you say hero?
Zero.
Zero.
Gotcha.
Brock is a leader in that locker room. Everyone can't wait for him to get back.
I wonder, like, it's interesting, John. I mean, I think that's the sense from the organization as well. But how do you give us fans a sense of what the locker room does or how the guys feel when you do see someone like this? Because, I mean, there is the scenario where there's another 2 or 3 weeks and Mac is like 7-1 as a starter. So, you know, like how do players kind of deal with a situation like that?
We appreciate Mac. We say, love you, buddy. Great job. Be ready just in case we need you again.
Pretty cut and dry.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. John, great stuff as always. We get to break down that Houston offensive line again next week when we talk to you next, man. So we'll look forward to it. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. See you next week.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And let us know when you're coming on out here. I got a couple of things I'd like to say to you face to face, John. If you got the guts to come out here and face the Dibber.
All right. Well, just make sure you don't bring any pigeons with you.
Boy, I'll tell you what. There might be baby pigeons by the time you get out here.
Someone on our chat said that the two pigeons were reenacting the tush push, John. So there's
that. Who knows, man? With Jake being out, who knows what's going to happen?
One of them yelled first down when they were done. I'm not sure exactly what happened. But anyway, John, thank you, my friend.
All right, guys.
All right, there he goes. John Feliciano, the man they call Mongo.
Dallas Goedert.
Joining us.
Jalen Hurts.
Joining us right here on 95.7 The Game, Willard and Dibs. He told us that it was George Kittle, and apparently it was George Kittle.
Yeah, and he's right, and I don't know a ton about, you know, this or that when it comes to formations, but I did notice a lot more runs to the inside the tackles, power, where, you know, you've got Juszczyk leading the way, you've got Kittle out there containing the defensive end, and McCaffrey was able to get some of those interior gaps. You get to the second level and make one guy miss, and now, instead of the usual, 3 yards, second and seven, he's getting eight, he's getting 11, he's getting seven. There are a lot more runs that got to that second level.
It's Willard and Dibbs live at Splash at Thrive City, and it is presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. From one haunted house laugh to another, Nick Friedell is going to join us from Los Angeles coming up here shortly as we get back to Warrior basketball. And as promised, we will unveil the very special limited edition Steph Curry The Town bobblehead, available to the first 10,000 fans who get tickets and come to the game on November 24th here at Chase Center. We will unveil this. It's never been seen before.
Never.
So you got to get to YouTube right now. We'll open up. We'll find out what's in the box. What's in the box? We will open it up coming up next. So make sure you're with us for that and for the conversation with Nick Friedell. We'll get back to your phone calls. There's Greg Cosell's laugh. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.